A brief overview of human beginnings. Well, Eve told Adam, snakes, I've had them. Let's get out of here. Go raise this family someplace out of town. They left the garden just in time with the landlord cussing right behind. They headed east and finally settled down. One thing led to another. A bunch of sons, one killed his brother. They kicked him out with nothing but his clothes. Now the human race survives, 'cause those brothers all found wives. But where they came from, they ain't nobody knows. Then came the flood, go figure. Just like New Orleans, only bigger. No one who couldn't swim would make it through. Well, the lucky ones were on a boat, think circus, and then make it float and hope nobody pulls the plug on you. How they fed that crowd is a mystery. It ain't down in the history, but it's a cinch they didn't live on cakes and jam. You know lions don't eat cabbage, and in spite of that old adage, you will never see one lie down with a lamb. Well, Charlie Darwin looked so far into the way things are that he caught a glimpse of God's unfolding plan. God said, I'll make some DNA, they'll use it any way they want, from paramecium right up to man. They'll have sex and mix up sections of their code, they'll have mutations. The whole thing works like clockwork over time. I just sit back in the shade while everyone gets laid. That's what I call intelligent design. Yeah, you and your cat named Felix, you both wrapped up in that double helix. That's what we call intelligent design.